Hello, Ralph Haddon here with another mini Feldenkrais movement lesson. Exercises to enhance flexibility and effectiveness in body and mind. Today's lesson is the articulate ankle part two, so this assumes you've already done part one. Now this lesson continues on from part one, improving the foot, the ankle and the leg, and also whole body movement and posture. So once again, you're sitting in a chair and pay attention to yourself. How do you feel right now? Notice your legs, your feet on the floor, your bottom on the chair. How are you breathing? And again, choose one foot to work with for this lesson, then another time that's convenient, you can do the whole lesson again for the other side. And please do all the movements gently, slowly, pleasantly, in complete comfort. Now, prop your legs so that you can freely move the foot around. You can put that ankle on your other thigh or leg, or just rest the leg on something. And do move the foot around. Move it around the ankle joint just in various ways to feel how your ankle is moving today. And now bend the foot up and down the way you did in part one, flexing, extending at the ankle. See how that's going right now. Do that a few times easily. Then pause. And now do a sideways bend, inwards. This is known as inversion. You bend sideways at the ankle, as if you're trying to see the sole of your foot. The angle on the inside of the ankle gets smaller, the angle on the outside increases. And just do that a few times, bending the foot inwards at the ankle and releasing. Okay, and pause. And now bend outwards, bend at the ankle the opposite way, and this is known as eversion. And by the way, it's more difficult, or it's a smaller movement. The joint is designed to only allow a small movement in this direction, but just do the small movement that you can do easily, gently, bending the foot sideways, outwards at the ankle a few times. And then pause. And now go side to side, bend inwards and outwards, inverting and everting the foot. And do this easily, just getting more movement by inviting and releasing rather than forcing anything. And then leave that go, have a rest. And now you can put your foot on the ground, so have both feet on the ground, and then the foot you're working with, again do a bending inwards, which actually means now that you're on the floor, you're lifting the inside edge of the foot, that's the big toe side, lifting it off the floor. And as you do that, you're leaning more on the outside edge of the foot, the little toe side. And release that and do that a few times. Lift the inside edge and release. Nice and easy. Okay, pause. And now bend the other way, bend the foot outwards, doing this eversion action, which means that you're lifting the little toe side, the outside edge off the floor, and at the same time leaning the inside edge on the floor. And do that a few times easily, and then pause. And now, still with your foot on the floor, bend inwards and outwards. So you lift one side of the foot, and then the other side of the foot. A good way to do this is to feel as if you're pushing your ankle side to side. The ankle sort of travels to the left and the right. And as you do that, one edge or the other lifts off the floor. Easily, several times. And then have a rest. Now just remind yourself again of the movements from part one, the flexing and extending. So lift the heel off the floor, put it down, lift the ball of the foot off the floor, put it down. So we go backwards and forwards, a sort of heel and toe action. Do that a few times and then pause again. And now you're going to cycle through the four edges. So lift the ball of the foot off the floor and then and return, then lift the inside edge and return, then lift the heel and return it to the floor, and then lift the outside edge. And so on, cycling around which part you're lifting, which correspondingly means that the sort of opposite side is leaning into the ground. So you could say that if you're cycling the same way, you could lean on the heel, then lean on the outside edge of the foot, then lean on the ball of the foot, then lean on the inside edge. And cycle around that way a few times. And then reverse direction. So you could say lean on the heel, lean on the inside edge, lean on the ball of the foot, lean on the outside edge. So just sort of moving around the area of pressure of your foot on the floor. And do that a few times, then have a rest. Now, bring the foot up to be propped again, leaned on the other leg somehow so that the foot's in the air, it's free to move. And just rotate the foot around the ankle. Just move the foot around in a nice easy circle, circling around the ankle joint. A few times one way, and then a few times the other way. And now just notice, how is your ankle now? Just do a few movements in various directions around the ankle joint and feel how your ankle is now, and has that changed from when you first tried out your ankle joint? And put your foot back on the floor and just sit with both feet on the floor and come back to just paying attention to yourself. How do you feel now? The foot you've been working on, the ankle, how does that feel? And how are you feeling in that leg? How does this compare with the other side, the other leg that you haven't been working on just now? And when you're ready, come up to standing and observe yourself in standing and just feel whether you stand differently on the left foot and the right foot. And as you walk around, are you moving differently on the right side, the left side? Okay, thank you.